This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana is boosting its distribution of coronavirus vaccines to the elderly. The state on Monday increased the number of doses available to people aged 70 and older this week and expanded the locations where they can get the shots to include every parish of the state. The Department of Health's list of pharmacies offering the vaccine to the elderly numbered 107 last week. It has since grown to 209 pharmacies and health clinics this week. Governor John Bel Edwards' administration also is steering thousands more doses to the facilities for vaccinations of people 70 and older. Demand remains certain to exceed supply. People need to make an appointment to get vaccinated. For more information, go to ldh.la.gov. Arkansas's 93rd General Assembly House of Representatives seated all 100 members in the State House in Little Rock yesterday. As members took their oath of office surrounded by protective plexiglass, it was clear that the coronavirus mitigation measures was on everyone's mind as 96 representatives voted to seat all 100 elected and certified members of the House, with two voting present and one voting against. The House also voted unanimously to re-elect Representative Matthew Shepard, Republican from El Dorado, to serve as Speaker. Addressing colleagues afterwards, Shepard spoke on obstacles the COVID-19 pandemic might bring to the session, including longer work hours.
As we proceed, I ask you to remember the challenges your constituents face at home. The teachers who are creating multiple lesson plans, the restaurant owners trying to keep their doors open, or the nurses who haven't had a day off. If we as a state have asked our essential workers to keep going, then it is incumbent upon us to do the same.
During procedural work that followed, debate broke out about the enforcement of a rule requiring legislators to wear face masks at all times. An amendment was proposed to penalize those who fail to wear a mask by having to forfeit their per diem payments for the day. A second violation would keep a member from participating in the next day's session. The amendment was rejected on a voice vote. The Arkansas legislature will convene today for Governor Asa Hutchinson's State of the State address, scheduled to begin at 10:30 a.m. The coronavirus pandemic has created a nearly $1 billion deficit in the Texas state budget. The forecast was presented yesterday online by Texas Republican Comptroller Glenn Hager. It reflected how the nation's energy hub remains hampered by a slow economic recovery and a half million fewer jobs than a year ago.
The forecast, however, remains clouded with uncertainty. The ultimate path of the pandemic and the behavior of consumers and businesses during a resurgence is difficult to gauge. It is also unclear how they will respond once the pandemic is fully under control. As a result, there is a wide range of possible outcomes for state revenue through the end of fiscal 2023.
The deficit could result in cuts to state services, although many economists say that once coronavirus vaccines are more widely distributed, a broader recovery should take hold in the second half of the year. The state's budget deficit will no doubt be on the minds of the GOP-controlled 87th Texas Legislature, which is scheduled to return to work today for the first time in 2 years. This is Red River Radio.